Hey friend, welcome back to the show. In this Tea Time Tuesday episode, I'm taking you behind the scenes of estrangement coaching. I'm going to tell you four of the most common complaints of adult estranged children, and I'll give you an insider's view of how we would remedy those issues in coaching sessions. Grab your hot tea and let's talk about it. Hey friend, welcome to the Estranged Mom Coach Podcast. Are you going through a family estrangement from your adult son or daughter? Do you wonder why your child cut you off, if there's a way to save the relationship, or how you can ever feel happy again? You can only distract yourself and avoid thinking about it for so long, and then it hits you all over again. How can this be happening? I'm Jenny Good. I'm a certified coach trained in mindset neuroscience, family estrangement, and emotional healing. I'm also a mom who's been through adult-child estrangement and reconciliation. I teach Christian estranged moms how to increase their odds of reconciling with their child and how to achieve emotional healing and happiness in the meantime. And we do it from a biblical perspective. So grab your tea, pop in your AirPods, and exhale. Welcome home, sister mom. It's going to be okay. Quick disclaimer, I am a certified coach, not a therapist. If you think you're suffering from a mental health disorder, please seek help from a licensed therapist or call 911. Hello, my tea time friend. Thank you for stopping by and visiting with me today. I hope you have your hot tea and a cozy blanket wrapped around you. You don't need a journal or a notebook for this episode, so just settle in and relax. This episode is going to be a little bit different. I want to give you an inside view of not only what estranged adult children tell me as their most common complaints, but I also want to give you a behind-the-scenes look at how we address those issues in estrangement coaching. So I'm going to tell you what the adult child says, and then for each issue, I'll tell you how we handle that in the coaching space. Before we start with the first one, here are three things that I want you to know about estrangement coaching with me. Number one, this is not for people who want a magic pill or a quick fix. Think of this like losing weight. Coaching with me would not be for the person who wants a crash fad diet. That person who wants to lose 30 pounds in 7 days and doesn't care if she makes herself sick in the process. Estrangement coaching with me is for the person who is like the one who wants to make an actual lifestyle change. And she knows that she didn't put the weight on overnight, and it's going to take intentional effort and time to create lasting change. Of course, I'm not a weight loss coach, but I think that that analogy really sums it up. Estrangement coaching with me is going to produce lasting, sustainable results, and it does require time, effort, and work. It is not like the crash fad diet. Instead, it's like the meaningful lifestyle change. Number two, the second thing to know about estrangement coaching with me is we operate from a God-led perspective. I teach you specific techniques around controlling your thoughts, healing your nervous system, communicating differently, and how to reconcile with your child. But we also work on your belief, spiritual warfare, and biblical principles. I believe that no truly good and lasting reconciliation can be achieved without Jesus at the center. And if that is not for you, then I'm not the coach for you. Number three, the third thing to know about estrangement coaching with me is there is a wait time. At least there is at the time that I'm creating this episode. I know that when you're missing your child and you're hurting, you want to feel better fast, like yesterday kind of fast. I've been there and I know how that feels. But God is a God of order, not chaos. And even if you have to wait a little while, it's worth it to work with the right person and get the right results. Also, here's something to know. When you sign up to work with me, even if there is a little bit of a wait time, you do not have to just sit there twiddling your thumbs. I give my clients 3 specific exercises that I want you to do before we begin our coaching sessions. This is like readying the soil so that what you plant grows and thrives. So you would have work to do right away. The best way to avoid waiting longer is to take action now. The devil gives you all sorts of reasonable sounding excuses to put it off. But in reality, he just wants you to delay and then eventually give up. So pause me here and go over to theestrangedmomcoach.com/schedule and send me your application for a free consultation. That's our first step in working together. On that consult call, we'll get into some of the specifics of your situation, and I will lay out the exact steps to move you forward. I don't even know how many times people tell me they feel like a weight is lifted off of them just from that consult call. The link to apply will also be in the notes for this episode, but I really do encourage you to just pause me here, take a couple minutes and get your application in, and then come right back. Okay, so let's talk about the first common complaint from estranged adult children. My mom made me feel responsible for her emotional well-being. This can come from a number of things. Maybe you were physically ill and leaned on your child for emotional support or help. Maybe there was a divorce and you overshared with them or confided in them in more of a way of a friend. Sometimes this shows up when you need a lot of reassurance from your child that you were a good mother or that they loved you. Whatever the reason, perceived or actual, they felt that you made them your peer, your support person, or even like a parent to you. In the modern world, this is known as parentification, and it's one of the things that I hear most often from estranged adult children. In coaching, the remedy for this is for us to work on your sense of sufficiency so that you release the need for emotional support from your child. We find what the root wound is that caused you to need validation or support from them, and we heal that wound. We go all the way to the root, to the source of the problem. We also work on your preparedness to hear hard things from your child about how this made them feel. We practice how you are going to respond to those words from your child so that you'll feel confident, calm, and prepared. Okay, the next thing that I hear from estranged adult children is, I feel like I'm not the child my parents really want. I'm different. This can happen when your child has a different personality or preferred culture than the rest of the family or you. For example, if your family tends to be very close and you have a group dinner every night, no matter what, you have family game night and everyone does nightly devotions together. Maybe your estranged child felt like the odd person out. They tend to be more introverted and need a lot of alone time to recharge. They prefer to have the option to spend time with family here and there, but they don't want to be expected to do it. They feel pressured or like they're letting you down when they don't fall in line with the family culture. So they start avoiding you more and more. Eventually, they conclude that they don't belong there and that they're just not the kid that you wanted. They think they're a disappointment to you. In coaching, the remedy for this would be to create emotional safety for your child so that they feel comfortable to be who they are with you. We build their belief that you will still value and love them, even when they don't perform a certain way. To accomplish this, we work on your expectations and your comfort level with allowing them to be who they are, where they are right now. We would deal with any disappointment, resentment, or sense of loss about your child not being who you might have thought that they would be in this season. The next common complaint of estranged adult children is this. My mom fills up the space and there's really no room for me. This can happen when mom has a bold personality. If you tend to be a social butterfly, or you're the take charge type of person who jumps in to fix things, this might apply to your situation. This was one that applied for me in my former estrangement from my daughter. Estranged children who cite this reason tend to feel overpowered by their mom. Moms are usually surprised to find out their child felt this way because they didn't intend to come off as domineering or overpowering. Sometimes moms say they feel their child is the one in control of this situation, but in your child's eyes, it's the opposite. In coaching, the remedy for this would be for us to work on communication techniques that engage your child. We would want to work on deep listening that allows you to go underneath the labels or triggering things to truly hear what your child is saying. This allows you to respond in ways that make them feel safe to tell you things. We would also talk about the difference between watering yourself down and making space for your son or daughter. Because sometimes my clients worry that if they learn to make space for their child and their natural personality is outgoing or big, that they'll be fake or less of themselves. That is not what we're doing here. You still get to be 100% you, but you're just learning to show up, bringing the parts of you that your child most needs right now to the forefront. If I went to lunch with my sister versus my pastor versus a professional colleague, I would show up a little differently for each of those people. Not because I'm being fake or watered down, but because each person and situation is best suited for a specific part of me being at the forefront. And so it's exactly like that when you learn to hold space and make room for your child. You're just bringing the part of you to the forefront that they most need in that moment. You're not having to cancel out part of your personality or mute yourself or water yourself down. Within this container of making room for your child, there's often an element where you feel a need to fix things. If that's showing up in your way of being, we would want to look at the story that's underpinning that need to fix. Sometimes there's an old story running in the background that needs healed and released. For example, maybe you picked up a story in childhood that to be a good person, you have to keep the people you love happy. Otherwise, you're letting them down and you're not being a good mother, daughter, wife, or so forth. So if there's anything there that's creating the need to jump in and fix things, we heal that. The next common thing that estranged children cite as their reason is, my mom makes it all about her. Often, estranged adult children say they feel that they're invisible to their parents. They feel like when they say something bothers them, that you move straight into how that accusation hurt you, or how you did the best you could, it's not your fault, or all the ways that you have been good to them. In all of these lines of communication, the common theme is that you skipped past seeing their pain, and instead you focused on how you're impacted by their feelings. They often further feel this way because of a therapist, an online community, or a significant other has suggested to them that you're a narcissist who makes everything all about you. I am not calling you a narcissist. And I want you to know that your feelings do matter. In coaching, we would work on you fully stepping into the role of medicine matriarch. This is the wise woman who comes from a place of sufficiency and does not need anything from your child. You learn how to hear beyond the labels and accusations and how to truly tap into your child's feelings. We would also work on the specific ways that you can calm your nervous system and always have your own emotional back. This stops you from being led around by the nose by your child's emotions, opinions, or words. When you don't need them to comfort or validate or agree with you, you free up space to make them feel heard, seen, and cared for. You no longer need them to fix things for you you know how to fix things for yourself. In the coaching container, you have a safe space to bring all parts of you. You can tell me the ugly things, the vulnerable things, whatever comes up for you, you can share that with me. We address your well-being in that coaching container. That's where you bring all of those things about how what your child has said or done makes you feel, instead of taking it to them, especially in the beginning of the reconciliation process. When you have the safe container with me to explore and process your feelings, then you develop the resiliency to hold that space for your child. And they no longer feel that you're making it about you. It's a win-win situation. I hope this episode has helped you to understand better what your estranged child is likely thinking and what's motivating their choices, at least in part. There are other motivating factors like people who influence them and social media. But these key issues are a big part of what I hear when I have the opportunity to speak with estranged adult children. I also hope that this episode has helped you wrap your mind around what it looks like to work through these challenges in estrangement coaching. If you found this information helpful, I would love for you to leave a rating and review of this podcast. It helps other people find and be blessed by the podcast, and it truly touches my soul to hear from you in that way. Okay, friend, that is what I have for you this time, and I hope it blesses you.
Hey, Sister Mom. Thanks for spending time with me. If this podcast inspired you, helped you, or blessed you in some way, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could be edified by it too. Also, the number one way you can thank me is by leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps more moms like us find and be blessed by the show. Remember, you are a daughter of the Most High King, and you are not alone.